Good morning. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The text, I preached a sermon last night and this morning on the gospel reading, the parable of the wicked tenants. I want to say something a bit different this morning. My sermon this morning for this service is on the epistle reading from Philippians. Is that up there? But from Philippians. Now, the epistle that Paul is writing to the Philippians, he says something very interesting in the beginning part of this morning's reading. He speaks about confidence. And you think about what that word means. And the importance that our culture places upon confidence. One thing I've learned as I get older, I'm now 43, I feel 15, but I am 43, is how important confidence is for success in life. Have you heard that before? You have heard that before. If you want to get friends, or a date, or a good job. If you go to a job interview, what do you have to have in order to impress the guy sitting on the other side of the desk? Confidence, yes. You gotta have confidence. And what does that mean? When we say you gotta have confidence, it means that you must believe in yourself, right? It means that you must like yourself. Like yourself so much that you are not ashamed of yourself, that you're not sitting there apologizing for your existence or feeling shy or sheepish, but saying, I deserve this job because I'm so great. I deserve your friendship because I'm so wonderful. Confidence. The root of the word confidence, it comes from two Latin words, con fide, with faith. So we say confidence means to have faith, but in what? In what? We speak about our salvation. Paul is speaking to the Philippians about salvation. And he says something very startling. And to paraphrase, he says, look at me. Look at me. I'm Saul. I'm Paul. He says, I was born a Jew. I observed the law perfectly. I am the smartest Pharisee today. He was the rising star in Judaism. Everybody knew who he was. Everybody in Jerusalem knew who he was. He was the one whom people said he's going to lead the Sanhedrin one day. He's a great guy. Blessed. Man, I wish I was him. He was the superstar, the Brad Pitt of his day. Brad Pitt, right? I don't watch movies, but Brad Pitt. Okay. That's who he was. And Paul says, I could boast. Paul, I'm sure, would say, I had tons of confidence in myself. Look at me. I'm great. I'm wonderful. And yet Paul is saying something very startling to the church in Philippi, who were mostly Greek and probably didn't know much about Paul, which is why Paul has to give them his resume. He's saying, all of the great things that I have done, all of the wonderful achievements which I have accomplished, all of the confidence that I had in my abilities, all the smarts and wonderful good looks that I have, mean nothing. Nothing. He calls them rubbish. Something, all his achievements are something to be thrown away and destroyed. To ignore all of those things that he did, all of those achievements that he had. Because, and as he emphasizes in the reading, we have confidence only upon Christ. And we think about us, and we, you know, there are many important lessons to be had about having confidence in ourselves and our abilities in our life, and that's very important. But when we speak about our ability, when we speak about our relationship to the Lord, when we speak about our relationship to God, Paul is telling us that we are saved not by any of the things that we do. We could boast about how many times we come to church. We can boast about how much we give. We could boast about how many Bible studies we can attend. And those are all very, very important. Very, very important for the life of the church and for the growth of your faith. But it means nothing for your salvation. Absolutely nothing for your salvation. And Paul is, as he was telling the Philippians, and as he's telling us today, is that we can become very tempted to base our salvation upon our works. And Paul is saying that we do not have confidence in our own ability to save ourselves because we cannot do that. It says in Scripture that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. Any confidence that we have rests only upon what Christ has done for us. And Scripture speaks often about having confidence upon Christ's work, that because of what Jesus did, because of what Christ did, you know, because of his death on the cross, because he atoned for our sin, because he gave us the word and the sacrament to save us, that we can look upon God with confidence, knowing that we are not judged by our works, that we're not judged by our sins, but we are judged only and solely by the good works that Jesus did for us. That is the core message of Scripture, of the church, and it can oftentimes be obscured. It's very easy for us sometimes to forget that. But when we think about confidence, where we place our faith, we place our faith never upon what we do for ourselves, what we can do to please God, because we cannot please God. But we thank God, we thank Jesus, because all of the perfect works that he had done, his perfect obedience to the Father, his perfect obedience to the Ten Commandments, that is what God sees when God sees us. We receive all of those good works that Christ did on us. That's what the central mystery of the atonement means. And so we can rely upon God, we can have confidence in what Christ did for us. So may God's peace, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and keep your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.